Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, May 9th. In 2011, MIT scientist Rainer Weiss was inspecting his brainchild, LIGO, an observatory for catching gravitational waves, tiny ripples in space-time created by the motions of massive objects. It hadn't yet found anything, but Weiss mused about what he hoped it would find.
The thing that I'm hoping for, I hope I'm still alive when it happens, is that we detect a black hole, either in its formation or in a coalescence of black holes. That would be, to me, the most remarkable output of this whole project.
LIGO hasn't caught the birth of a black hole, but it has discovered 90 gravitational wave events, almost all of them the mergers of black holes. The discoveries confirm the existence of black holes and gravitational waves, and they earned Weiss and two colleagues the 2017 Nobel Prize in Physics. The observatory has two sites, one in southern Washington and the other in Louisiana. They use long vacuum tunnels, lasers, and ultra-precise mirrors to hear the waves, which are smaller than the particles in the nucleus of an atom. LIGO shut down when COVID hit, but it's ready to get back to work this month. It's been upgraded, making it much more sensitive. And it'll team with observatories in Japan and Italy, making it even more sensitive. So scientists expect to find many more merging black holes and other objects, out to ranges of billions of light years. Remarkable discoveries from a prize-winning observatory. You can find more astronomy news in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.